today, there is a special gathering of judges in a closed-door meeting. They're assembling to decide who will fill the shoes of Philadelphia's former district attorney Seth Williams, now in jail, pending sentencing for a federal count of bribery. One of the leading candidates dropped out yesterday. Acting Philadelphia District Attorney Kathleen Martin withdrew her application, throwing her support behind a veteran prosecutor in the office, John Delaney. Whomever the judges select as an interim replacement will serve for just about 6 months. The winner of the district attorney election this fall takes over from there. WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies joins us this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jen.
Walk us through this process of selecting an interim replacement district attorney.
Well, state law provides that if the office of district attorney is vacant, it is filled by a meeting of the judges of common pleas of Philadelphia. There are 88 of them, and they can do anything they want. The president judge, Sheila Wood Skipper, has appointed a committee of three to review applicants. So you can be essentially a lawyer in good standing who lives in Philadelphia. You tell them why you think you'd be a good DA, and you apply.
There were photos in the paper this week of someone standing in front of a couple of top hats. Do these judges literally pull names out of a hat?
It's a secret ballot, and it is done by writing your choice on a name which goes into a top hat.
Your choice
tradition.
On a piece of paper.
Exactly. Like, kind of like a student council election. Not a lot of votes here.
Okay. Are the judges swayable in any way? Is there any campaigning for this?
Normally there would be. The stakes are so low here, given that we're talking about someone who's going to serve for less than 6 months, there's probably a lot less campaigning. But sure, they can call politicians whom judges have relationships with. You know, we like to think of judges as being, these paragons of integrity and robes. In fact, they are politicians. They all run for re-election and they have relationships. The reality is, because this is an interim appointment, there's not a ton of politicking and not a ton of interest. I wouldn't be surprised if there are far fewer than the 88 judges here today for this meeting in July. And I should say, Jennifer, this is not the only time that the Board of Judges goes through this process. By statute, they select other government officials, members of the Board of Revision of Taxes. They used to select members of the Fairmount Park Commission. In various statutes, it is provided that judges make these choices. So they're used to doing this.
Who are among the applicants?
They're kind of divided mostly into people who are near the ends of their career and others who are younger. One of them is Joe Kahn, who was one of the candidates in the Democratic primary for district attorney. Probably the best known and most controversial is Lynn Abraham, the former DA, served 19 years, ran unsuccessfully for mayor 2 years ago, and she's now a practicing lawyer and says, hey, I'll do this.
She got her job in an unusual way as well.
She got it through exactly this process in 1991 when the office was vacant because then Republican DA Ron Castile left to run for mayor. And there was a real battle then because it was in the middle of the term of DA and stakes were high. There was a battle between her and a guy named Russell Nigro, who was a close associate of former state senator Vince Fumo. Lynn Abraham won narrowly, then went on to win re-election 2 years later and serve for a long time as DA.
Fast forward to now, and Lynn Abraham is up against some criticism from local organizations, including the NAACP. What are they saying about her? They're looking back at things she said decades ago?
Yeah, they think she's somebody who is racially insensitive, to say the least, who has been much too tough on certain types of crime. It's interesting, Lynn was DA in the 1990s when there was much more focus on violent crime in neighborhoods than violence by police against members of that community. And she was reelected handily many times. She says she has enormous support in the African-American community. I'm sure there's something to that. But I think times have changed, and they see her now as out of touch. But she's in their pitching.
The two candidates for district attorney, Larry Krasner, the Democrat, Beth Grossman, the Republican, did not try out for this position, but they could have.
Sure, they could have. And there was some thought that it might be simpler to let Krasner, who is the big favorite, let's admit this, in a city that is overwhelmingly Democratic, to have him go in and get an early start. I mean, there is still an election to be held. Beth Grossman, the Republican, will make her case to voters this fall. And you don't want to have judges putting their thumb on the scale of democracy and saying, yeah, we're going to put somebody in and give them the advantage of running as an incumbent.
Why would anyone want this interim replacement job?
It's an interesting question, isn't it? I mean, you're not going to reshape policy in 5 months. You're not going to bring in a whole new top staff. There are cases that are under appeal that you can make decisions, but essentially you're going to be a caretaker. So why does somebody want to do it? Well, maybe you want to get attention. You want to feel like you're in the center of the action. And if you see yourself building a career in criminal justice or politics, you'll spend 5 months building relationships among judges and other people in the criminal justice system. And don't forget, there could be some huge event here which could put you on CNN three nights in a row. So if you want to be in the center of the action, if you want to get in the newspapers, this is a chance.
WHYY senior reporter Dave Davies, thanks.
Thank you, Jen.